That near-zero growth sits alongside a separate July figure showing the single-family home median at $1.099 million, with a 5.7% year-over-year increase, a discrepancy that reflects methodology differences between all property and single-family-only measurements, and illustrates a bifurcated market in which strong single-family values are offset by flat prices and a $33.6 million Escondido deal define a bifurcated housing market. The most recent three-month Redfin figure puts San Diego's median sale price at $984,000 for the period ending June 2026, essentially flat year-over-year at a 0.07% gain. Softer condo and townhome prices. Neither number, however, represents a market that has opened meaningfully to first-time buyers or middle-income families. Mortgage rates on 30-year fixed products remain around 6.69%, keeping the cost of entry steep regardless of which median figure a prospective buyer references. On the commercial side, two Encinitas retail properties on Coast Highway 101 and 571 2nd Street sold for a combined $8.3 million this week, a data point for investors and small business owners tracking acquisition and lease costs along one of North County's highest traffic retail corridors. The larger transaction was in Escondido. The Pacifica Palms Apartments, a 189-unit multifamily property, traded for $33.6 million on August 26, handled by Institutional Property Advisors. That works out to roughly $177,000 per unit. The Escondido deal arrives against a countywide apartment market showing signs of softening. Moody's is projecting nearly 5,900 new units added countywide in 2026 with average effective rent growth of just 1.2%. Buying 189 units at that price in that environment amounts to a long-term bet on demand outpacing near-term supply additions. Critics of institutional multifamily investment note that new supply at those price points does little to relieve the affordability pressure on rent-burdened households at the lower end of the market, where the gap between what gets built and what families can afford remains structurally wide.